Good morning. Wow. Wow. So good to see you in the place of worship. You know, oh, don't go, it's okay. We have a beautiful choir. Even though we are small in number this morning, this place is filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm really excited and worship God with you. And I expect that God's going to fill you with God's insight and the Spirit. We have a few announcements. You can find some information in your bulletin. And I just want to highlight some of them. This coming Saturday, we will have a leadership training. Everybody, technically, you are invited. So Saturday morning, 9:30. Yeah, we talked about until 12, but it's going to go until 11 a.m. So please come, and we will talk about what it means to lead and what's going to be our next step as our church, as a community. And then we will talk a little bit about our denominational direction and our church. It's going to be information sharing time, so please come. And I love this one. Next Sunday, we will have potluck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everybody is invited. It's going to be after the 10 a.m. service, so please remember that. And men's group, are you coming this Saturday? Yes. our men's group, we join No Regret Conference, and we will have the conference here in our sanctuary. Our church is one of the site hosts, so we don't have to drive for 2 hours to get there in person, but we will have it in our sanctuary. So please let all the men around you know about that. It's really good. And ham dinner is coming. Can you believe it? I've been here for 4 years, and it's my first ham dinner. Oof. I love to have it. I can't wait for this, so please remember that. Okay, today, this morning, Mary is our liturgist. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. Great God of heaven, my treasure thou art.
Amen. Please be seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. Can we have the screen? During the week, we have a few people who have birthday. Mitch, Alice, Antonio, and Darren, and Bella. And this flower is for Bella. So you can write a birthday card or make a phone call to say happy birthday. And we have a couple, Ed and Marion Rosser's wedding anniversary during the week. Usually they come for the second service, so you can talk to them. Now, I want to invite you to share your joys and concerns. What joy you want to share as a family and prayer request up to God? Oh, yes. Yes. It's beautiful. No news is good news. I'm really, really grateful for Steve. During the week, I had vacation, and Steve, when I asked him, would you please share the message, preach? And he said, oh, sure. Thank you. Oh, yeah, almost. Yes. And I want to ask you to pray for some people in our church. A few of us, they are now in the Holy Land, pilgrims. So please remember them in your prayers for their safety. Maybe 5 to 6 people, they are now in the Holy Land. So please remember them in your prayers. And other joys and concerns? Okay, all right. And please continue to have many people whom we have been praying for. Gloria Grant, Dave Six, Ken Newland, Pastor Normal Parson, and the family who have been taking care of their beloved ones. And yesterday I heard about, this morning, massive gun shooting in California. About 10 people got killed and more 10 people got injured. So please remember their community and the people and their family in your prayers. And also remember the people in Ukraine. She's crying, right? Because it's so sad news. It's okay, it's okay. Now let's turn to God and pray. Lord, we come to you this morning humbled by your greatness, your love, grace, and wisdom. We bring our praise of you, Lord, praise of your creation, praise of your tender mercy. God, we give you thanks that you are the source of life and your presence with us. This morning we pray for those who are poor in their spirit, Lord. Fill them with your love and make them rich in you. And we remember the people who are mourning. God, bring comfort. And we pray for those whose lives have been humbled by hardship. God, provide them your strength and peace. We have many people among us and around us, Lord, who are challenged in their body and spirit. God, remember each one of them and touch their body and touch their soul. Renew us and restore us in your image and give us courage and strength to be a reflection of your touch and mercy in a way we manifest your love in our daily lives. There are so many people who can't see you, Lord, daily lives. Fill them with your spirit so that they may find you and we pray for peace, the peace that you only can give us. Especially for the places there is great unrest and tension and conflict. Remember each one of those people, Lord. We need you, Lord. This morning, as we center our mind in you, Lord, use us, lead us to be your disciples with our love. Lord, we need you. Every day we need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Please be seated, and let's sing together, Open Our Eyes, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Today's scripture reading, there's actually two passages. The first one is Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Last week, I talked about the diversity of our spiritual gifts and their ultimate source. Everything we are, everything we have, is a gift from God. We have free will to do what we will with these gifts. We can choose to ignore them. We can use them for our own personal plan, or we can choose to use them for God's plan for us, both individually and as a congregation. I'd like to talk a little bit about that. The Apostle Paul in Corinthians tells us how many parts of the body work together to provide one outcome. It's a great illustration of the value of working together. Looking at each other in this sanctuary, we see a wide diversity of talents and skills. We have teachers, business people, farmers, builders, consultants, everything needed to move forward in any direction, any endeavor we choose to. Every Sunday, we gather for our weekly worship. During the week, we have numerous opportunities to gather, to learn, to share, and work together. We have theological differences, different thoughts on how to accomplish something, different politics, and different backgrounds. The important fact is that we are here. We have a common bond. We all seek the presence of God and desire to serve and worship Him. Despite our differences, that is our underlying need and desire. When we look back at these items, we have a pretty good definition of Christian community. Despite our differences, we all have a common need or desire to serve and worship our God. But our definition of community is vague. It needs refinement. It needs direction. If we talk to other people, we find their definitions may differ significantly from ours. While the underlying premise is the same, we differ on its direction or application. How do we focus all this energy and spirit in a positive direction, the direction that God desires for us? How can we refine and direct this energy to live our life in a Christ-like manner? I'd like to talk about how we can refine this sense of community and maybe why we should. Our community is faced with a changing world, a changing country. Churches spend a lot of time dealing with division. Our country is evolving in a way some people don't like. We need to start with a definition of what we're trying to move towards and achieve. Part of a definition of anything is a concept of what it's not. Let's start there and then move into the positive. Some of you who know me know that one of my favorite authors is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a pastor and theologian in the Lutheran Church. His ministries and writings were around the time of World War II, and unfortunately they ended there. He had extensive experience with Christian community in a seminarian environment. His writings and beliefs were severely tested by the oppressive regime of the time and ultimately caused his death. Bonhoeffer said, "The person who loves their dream of community will destroy community, but the person who loves those around him will create community." I'm going to repeat that one. The person who loves their dream of community will destroy community, but the person who loves those around him will create community. Preconceived goals by one group or person kills communal thought. Our preconceived ideas and unwillingness to change or moderate will stop the forward motion of a Christian community. An openness and willingness to listen to a different thought process enhances and strengthens our solidity. The community has to go forward based on the actions of the group as a whole, not on the vision of one part or group or one person. I'm part of the Saturday morning men's Bible study. I am really grateful for this group. I think we deserve a pat on the back for keeping this going for almost 8 years. I think it's some kind of a record. We've met on Saturday mornings. We've stayed on task. It works not because we all believe the same thing. We all have differences. We all have different opinions. If we all had the same beliefs, if we were all at the same point in our spiritual journeys, what would be the sense of meeting? The back and forth between us, this discussion and questioning, benefits all of our group. We often don't reach a consensus. Minds are not always changed. What we do always agree on is the process. We have an open discussion where all have different opinions, but all have the right and privilege to talk and to listen to others. Even without consensus or interpretation, we have met our objective. We have created a community that learns and grows together. Christian communities, even centered on God, don't always run smoothly. In the Old Testament, Moses was hindered by the time it took to settle the little differences among the people. They were all in agreement that leaving Egypt and the end of slavery was a good thing. They were going to the promised land, but still had petty differences and different opinions on how to get there. In the book of Acts, we see the problems of a rapidly growing community getting lost in the administration and mundane necessities of daily life. Both of these were solved or smoothed over by a little inspection of what was available within the talents and gifts of their respective communities. A few minutes ago, I mentioned the changing world, the changing church, and changes in our own congregation. I'd like you to think about some of these issues, particularly the challenging ones, not as issues or problems, but as opportunities. Look at them as an opportunity to grow, to reach out, and maybe take the good things we have in here in this church outside of the doors. I think it's important that we don't let our differences get in the way of maintaining and growing our community here. If we look around the sanctuary, we see a group of people that have more in common than they may realize. Everybody has come here of their own free will. Everybody may be here for different reasons. We may have different viewpoints of what the church can be or should be, but we all came here for one thing. We share the desire to come together to worship God. I chose the two readings this morning. They're short and direct, and they're real easy to keep in mind. Simply said, the readings ask us to share each other's burdens and keep focused on our common purpose and not our differences. Let's look at what would be possible if we looked at our differences with people and the needs of our community as opportunities. Opportunities to live the life that Christ modeled for us and asks us, a chance to know other people better. The great commandment to love God and love our neighbors is straightforward. Sometimes I forget the definition of who my neighbor is. It's really easy to just think about our close friends and family and our Wesley family. Let's not keep the story of the gospel to ourselves. Let's share it with everybody. Think of all the tools that this congregation possesses, all the skills and gifts we have been blessed with, both individually and as a congregation. The potential is unlimited. I'm not a long-term member of this church. We've only been coming here for about 8 years. I have noticed that this is a congregation of doers. There's never a shortage of volunteers, and things get done. This is great. On a deeper level, many of our members carry this over into their daily lives on the other side of the church doors. Many of us don't get a chance to see those acts of kindness. Most of these people don't get recognition for their acts. They're not looking for it. And they don't want it. They just feel it's the right thing to do. What would happen if we looked around and recognized all the good things that are going on and put our collective thoughts, assets, and gifts behind some of these ideas? Briefly sum up, community is grown and strengthened by kindness and love for our community and our neighbors. Being grateful for our individual and congregational gifts furthers our mission and makes us aware of our possibilities and opportunities. Learn from each other and embrace our community. Be aware of each other's gifts and look for opportunity to serve our community and each other. Remember, the gospel is too good of a narrative not to share it. I'd like to close this with a quote from Coretta Scott King. The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassionate actions of its members. Let's go forward with that thought in mind this week.
Thank you for the good message. Thank you. Steve talked about Bonhoeffer. I mean, he is one of my favorites as well. You know, we know the Bible says we are created in the image of God. You have image of God in you. You have image of God in you. And you have image of God in you. And Bonhoeffer, he said, the image of God is the free will. We decide where to go. We decide whether we follow Jesus or not. We decide how we may manifest our love with our hands and voices. When Jesus invited his disciples around the table, I believe God knows that. God knew their strengths and weakness, and God has put trust in each one of them. Jesus, and Jesus broke the bread. Which represents the body of Jesus Christ, his unconditional love. And the cup His blood. And we know what He commands us. Go. Proclaim the goodness and love. Love, love. Use your image of God. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Lord, bless each one of us and bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. God, make these elements the body and blood of Jesus Christ so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ redeemed by His blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This body is given to all the people who are willing to take, whether you are a member of the church or not, even the unchurched people, anti-churched people, or atheists, if they are willing to receive and join this table, Jesus welcomes everybody. And the table is set, you are welcome to join. Yeah, when I heard her crying and singing, I mean, that made my day, her singing. I mean, you know, everybody is welcomed. Jesus said, be like a child before God. Just come as you are. Because to me, it is like God says, I love you. I want you to come as you are. All the joys, I'm going to dance with you. All the pain, I'm going to cry with you. That's the joy. In that moment, we find the comfort and hope. That is who we are before Jesus. And I want to find God's hand in our daily lives. And we give thanks to God for God's presence, blessings, and the people whom God has gathered in our lives. With all the gratitude for God has done in our lives, we give thanks to God and present ourselves, our time, talent, and resource to God. Amen. Please rise.
dedication. God of mercy and compassion, may these offerings be for the world, peace and justice, love and kindness, comfort and hope. May these offerings be for our church, honor and openness, gratitude and thankfulness, inspiration and expectation. Blessed are those who seek justice, love, kindness, and walk humbly with our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn today is Here I Am, Lord, number 593, verse 2 and 3.
I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have called, lying in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Amen, amen. I love the word. I mean, the last word, it says, I will give life to you. I will give life to you. We have a responsive blessings. Please have it on the screen. Let's bless one another. Seek justice and discover God's blessings. And practice kindness and touch Christ's presence within. Let us share mercy and abide in the Holy Spirit. Amen. But it's there.
More like you, Jesus, more like you. Fill my heart with hope to make me more like you. More like you, Jesus, more like you. Touch my lips with holy fire and make me more like you.
Amen.